Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Naughty Feature Unlocked. Every time that you listen to this, it will add or increase your ability and possibly desire to fantasize specifically about naughty things. It will encourage you to get creative with your desires. And what's really fun is that it's not limited to a single listen. Practice makes perfect after all. The more you listen, the easier it becomes. And the easier it comes, well, I guess that's rather obvious, isn't it? Naughty thoughts are surprisingly common in almost everyone. Sex being a part of our nature, after all. It is in our DNA and in our bodies, in our mind, in our hormones and, well, everywhere. However, not everyone is equally connected to such feelings. For some, things happen easier than others, and the same is true for arousal. Naughty thoughts, fantasies, ideas, creative solutions, I guess, to certain situations are healthy. And they can be a lot of fun. In the end, you get to decide how much or how little you would like to use this ability. Perhaps you will enjoy letting your thoughts roam free into new, interesting avenues. Or maybe you'll choose to keep it simple and only incidentally fantasize with certain sensual directions. Of course, I know that there is some curiosity there. You are listening, after all. You chose to listen to this knowing what could, will happen. Now, of course, it could be mere curiosity. An experiment to expand your horizons. And if that's the case, well done. Experimentation is one of the best ways to increase your enjoyment of almost anything. Experimentation is not limited to ideas, after all. I'm sure you can find interesting uses for all the ideas and suggestions in this. But before I continue, let's create an atmosphere, a state of mind that is open to change. Eager to expand and accept suggestions that will slowly, deeply unlock that naughty feature. I could begin with a countdown, or maybe simply a story about how nice it would be to feel all of these things happening naturally. I could entice you and invite you to let go and open your mind to maximize the simple facts and sensations that you desire. Or I could trick you, use various means at my disposal to make your mind just blank. Perhaps by helping you to remember how good it feels to be hypnotized, or how nice and fluttery your mind gets when certain suggestions are proposed. Perhaps I would purposefully point out the various pleasures that accompany states of trance when you're particularly invested in the subject. Naturally, all of this and many more ways could be woven together, sometimes one after the other, sometimes all at the same time. In effect, all I ask is that you listen. Allow the words to wash over you and enjoy any way you like. You can decide if you want the words to resonate deep within, creating certain vibrations, or perhaps it's nicer to melt with a simple feeling of going with the flow, almost waving. And then there's that nice feeling of slowly sensing trance taking over, thoughts slowing down, a melty, tingly sensation. Perhaps the slowing of your breathing or your heart. Maybe eyelids that are getting heavier. Enjoying the feeling of simply closing your eyes and listening. Maybe it's nothing at all that provides those little drops. That feels so nice. It all happens automatically. And why wouldn't it? You've listened so many times before. You know what it feels like to go into trance. You know what it can do to you. Even more, there's this feeling of fractionation almost implied by the different ways I've approached it. As if your mind already has many features unlocked. So much practice. And such delightful encouragement. And the best inspiration, of course, is the enjoyment that something simply feels good. Safely enjoying going in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. And trance can be that simple. The mind slips into that state multiple times a day without even noticing. Yet right now, it is done intentionally, allowing you the opportunity to notice and enjoy the slow slide into a sensual state of openness. Arousal is a very complex and yet simple feeling, an excitement, a desire. It exists there to drive you forward, even as you might be denied. The desire is there. Arousal is the drip that can follow the drop. It is the thought that wanders, the fantasy that flutters, the craving that creates. And your mind is particularly open to it, even if you may not be aware of it right now, choosing to listen to this is more than enough proof to know that you want something. And that's okay. You are allowed, in fact, encourage to explore. Allow your fantasies to roam free. Inside your mind, they are allowed to do whatever they want. You can explore them, maybe even find new ways to enjoy them. And it can start with something as simple as a thought, an idea, a feeling, or a desire. It can be something as innocent as the wind brushing over your skin, or perhaps a pinch or pressure at a certain place, reminding you or inspiring you what could be done. It can be something as fun as a flight of fancy, a daydream that drives desire into drips and drops. It can feel like tingles and flutters inside your mind where you find all those fantasies flowing by. There is no expectation. All that matters is that you're open to them. And how much is up to you? Will they become more vivid? Will the fantasies creating detailed depictions of naughtiness inside your mind? Will they become so vivid that you can almost touch or taste or see? Smell them. Is every sense involved with the feelings? Or perhaps it is not just the vividness that grows as you practice, but it's the breadth. Variety is the spice of life. And sometimes it's nice to be a little spicy, isn't it? Can you imagine your own surprise if you look back and suddenly realize that there's so much more you wish to explore? That each and everything gives you an opportunity to try something. Maybe you will like it, maybe not. That's how experimentation works. Maybe you'll find a stimulation that really gets you going. Or maybe it's something you eventually become indifferent to. Everything and anything is up to you, your mind, your feelings, your senses, yourself. Unless you don't want it to. There are plenty of fantasies about that as well. And you are free to feel what you feel, to want what you want. You are free to explore anything and everything inside your mind. You are allowed to explore fantasies, naughty thoughts, perverted dreams, and delicious desires. They are all up to you. And your mind is allowed to be open, to feel what you want to feel. So go ahead and take a deep breath in, and then as you exhale, feel the feelings. So many different desires and dreams. And every breath, there could be more. Who knows where they come from? How they got inspired? A little thought here, a little spark there. And if you focus on them, oh yes, they can get so vivid, so intense. And where it will bring you, who can tell? I'm sure you will find your way, your frame of mind, your needs, your wants, your cravings. I'm sure you will find all of that and more. As strange as this journey may seem, it serves as an inspiration. The sentences and suggestions inside will seed certain ideas. They will grow and blossom and bloom when you want to, when you consciously or unconsciously choose to be ready, or even curious. All it takes to experiment is a little curiosity, after all, and the result may surprise you. The more you explore, the more you'll know what you want. Even though the state of your mind right now may be somewhere in between wakefulness and deep trance, even though little drips and drops may have allowed you to feel certain ways, I'm going to count you up. And when I do, nothing will happen at first. However, in a few minutes, hours, days, who knows, your mind will pick something up. A little spark, a random idea. And we'll see how it grows. two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. And thank you for listening. Naughty feature unlocked. Enjoy.